straight arrow away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. I'm Emily Collin, and with me in Adelaide is Laura Jolly. And also on today's show, we've got Taylor Vollemick, Aussie fast bowler, who joined us from Adelaide on Monday. And LJ, there's plenty of news coming out of the Adelaide camp, and you're across absolutely everything. So I guess the big talking point is, unfortunately, Beth Mooney, probably the best batter in the world at the moment. She suffered a broken jaw at training. So she's off to have surgery, and we're unsure on the time frame of her return. But LJ, safe to say she won't be there for the T20s. LJ, you were there at training. Can you just give us a sense of the incident, like the reaction from Moons? I think you saw her on the ground pretty soon afterwards, and the players and even Matthew Mott. Give us a sense of what might happen and who might step up to Beth Mooney's role in her absence.
Yeah, I'm sure Matthew Mott's feeling a little bit guilty. He was the one throwing the flinger at the time, but of course it wasn't his fault. It was one of those really freak things that a ball just went a bit rogue and Moons tried to duck and I think play a pull shot, and it's just somehow got up under her grill and hit her in the jaw. And it just shows how tough Moons is, that she kind of just stood around drinking water for quite a while after with this enormous egg on her jaw.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
You know, spitting out blood and not being overly fussed by it. So it didn't seem like, even though the swelling looked bad, it didn't seem like the injury was going to be that bad just based on how unfazed Moon seemed. But unfortunately, yeah, it was a fractured jaw, so she's gone under the knife. But it does sound like she might be okay sooner than we think. So fingers crossed. But she is definitely going to miss at least the T20s, and you'd imagine most of the Ashes. So now it's just a matter of who comes in. The Aussies have given really little away so far. They moved Meg up to open in the warm-up yesterday, but that was more because they'd said they weren't going to mix the A and the Australian squads for that game.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out later if they do bring one of those A members like Redmayne or Villani or Harris into the mix.
Yeah, and I guess yesterday, LJ, was that golden opportunity for players in that A squad to prove to the selectors that they can step up and make a contribution in the Ashes T20 series. I mean, it was really strong performances from Elise Villani. Grace Harris was looking good, and Georgia Redmayne's obviously right in the mix as well. What was it like? Was there a sense that these batters at the ground yesterday wanted to prove that they could step into that role, LJ?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think the carrot of knowing there was potentially a spot in the senior squad definitely gave some of them a lift, not that they wouldn't have come out and gone hard anyway. There's a huge rivalry between the Australian side and the A side. But, yeah, pretty much all the candidates for that position put a hand up. Probably the one who scored the least runs was Redmayne, but she's the most like-for-like as a replacement for Mooney. So, and they do like a left-hander up there. So I think she will still be in the mix, but it was also really good just to see the majority of the Aussies come out and get time in the middle. Meg Lanning hit a 50, Alyssa Healy hit 99, not out. Ooh. Ash Gardner returned to form with a 67 off 36 or something, 62 off 36. Wow-y. Either way. Extremely exciting.
Yeah.
Ash is back. The swagger was back. It was a much different Ash to what we saw during WBBL. So it was really good signs from most of those batters.
Oh, that's great to hear. And how about Alana King? Did she seem to get a good run in those practice games?
Yeah, I think she bowled three overs in each, picked up the one wicket and held her own pretty well against a pretty aggressive A batting lineup.
Nice, nice one. And what about the returning Megan Hsu? Did she look pretty dangerous with ball in hand? I'm sure a lot of fans will be excited to see Shooter back in the green and gold.
Yeah, Shooter was looking amazing in the first game. Second game went for a few runs, but it is Karen Rolton-Noble, and yeah, I think that was every bowler went for runs. But she did slot right back in, and it was really awesome to see her wife Jess and little Riley there watching yesterday too.
Oh, beauty. That's so good to hear. I'm sure the Adelaide locals will be out in force for the start of the Ashes series, which starts on Thursday. Reminder to fans that you can watch all the action on Channel 7, Fox and KO. And if you're in Adelaide, grab your tickets at cricket.com.au/tickets, and you can follow all the action on cricket.com.au and, of course, the Australian Women's Cricket Team's social channels. LJ, it's going to be an absolute belter of a series. We cannot wait for it to get underway. And for now, here's Taylor Vollemick ahead of a big Ashes series. And welcome back to The Scoop, Taylor Vollemick. We're stoked to have you back. You're a Scoop special. Tay, it's a couple of days out from the Ashes. How are you feeling? How's the team feeling? It's pretty unique lead-in. What's the state of play leading into a big, big series?
Elle, thanks for having me. It's kind of been strange. We arrived yesterday, me and a couple of the other Vic girls, and I haven't really seen many people, to be fair, because we can't really hang out or do anything. So I've seen a couple of people across the street and kind of waved and that sort of thing. But we've got training later this afternoon, so... it'll be kind of cool to get back together. It feels like it's been a while, especially with like the Big Bash and some WNCL games in between it all. It feels like a while since we've been together as a squad, I suppose.
Oh, good. Big reunion. And we've been hearing bits of pieces about the lengths everyone's going to steer clear of COVID and get the series underway safely. Now, are we right in saying the Vic girls road tripped their way to Adelaide for the Ashes?
Yeah, we did. Balzi, myself and Meg, got in the Mitsubishi yesterday. It was a big beast of a car, and we had it stacked up full of career kits. And I think Balzi started in the back seat, and at one point I think she had pretty much had my career kit on her. So it was pretty packed in there. It was a bit of Tetris to get going, but it's better than 8 hours of bonding time before a big series. So
how good.
Yeah.
Talk us through the dynamic. Who drove? Who was a DJ? Who was on the snacks?
Yeah, so me and Meg shared the driving. Annabelle pulled the P plate card on the hire car. But she came in clutch with the snacks and DJ. She did 8 hour DJ set. So, and I actually made the comment at the end that there wasn't one repeat, which is pretty impressive. So,
oh, good.
She was almost best on, to be fair.
Might have to share that playlist. And we heard Midge on the TV the other day saying that a couple of the New South Wales girls are getting a charter flight with the England girls. I mean, I know you guys have played a lot of WBBL together, but still, that's pretty unusual, getting all jumping on the same plane ahead of an Ashes series.
Yeah, it is a little bit. I suppose there's a lot of unusual stuff going on at the moment with the COVID scene. So, I'm sure that's probably the first of many unusual things that's going to happen probably over the next 3 or 4 weeks. But, I suppose we're all willing just to do whatever it takes to get this series up and running because, you don't get too many opportunities to play in an Ashes series. So we're all pumped for it.
Nice one. And Tay, how about you personally? I mean, you got in a full WBBL season, which was awesome to see, and a couple of WNCL games as well. Are you feeling primed for your second Ashes series?
Yeah, I am. I think ticking off that WBBL season was pretty big for me. And I think I walked off that last game and I was pretty pumped with myself for kind of just getting through. And I had a really good time. And I think like the more games and I suppose consistent games I got in, the better I started to feel. And I felt like I had a little bit more consistency and it wasn't just sort of a novelty going out to play one game here and there, which was a really nice feeling. So we've had obviously a bit of time off after that as well to refresh and been training a fair bit back home with Vic. So I'm looking forward to it and I'm feeling like I'm in a good position to hopefully have a good series.
Yeah, awesome. And we know how much you love bowling fast, and after all your injury setbacks, it must have been just an awesome feeling to, as you said, consistently go out of the park and play games of cricket while feeling like at the top of your game. Like, was that just a really good feeling for you?
Yeah, it was. I think the best part was that I felt like I could contribute. I feel like there's always kind of, you're just always around and I know running drinks and all that kind of thing. You're still contributing, but I think just to be consistently out there and hopefully I felt like I performed okay as well. So I feel like, it's just always a good feeling knowing that you're in a team environment, but you can be out there and actually helping the team towards some wins and that kind of thing. And personally, I think like whenever I get out of the park, I just love playing cricket and I'm sick of watching it. So it was really good fun just to actually get out there and play for a full season, which was cool.
So good. Do you feel like that's some of the best cricket you've played for the Hurricanes over in WBBL 07?
I think it's probably up there. I felt like, especially towards the back end of the season, I felt my consistency was a lot better. And I haven't probably played a lot of Big Bash when I look back at sort of the last couple of seasons. I think I'd probably only played 20 or so games over 7 years. So, I felt like I finally got like that taste of it and got into it a little bit more. And it's a really tough comp. I mean, you're coming up against pretty much every team has 2, 3, 4 Aussie players playing now or overseas players. So, the standard's really high. So you've always got to be on your game. So, yeah, it's a really good comp, I suppose, to test yourself. And yeah, I just loved it.
Yeah, awesome. And then once the WBBL wrapped up, you would have been training a bit with the Vic girls. Obviously, you got Meg, Pez and Belzy alongside you from the Aussie crew. How are they looking? All looking in good touch ahead of the Ashes, and it was good to get some training time alongside those girls.
Yeah, 100%. We are very, very competitive nets at Junction. I'm running in bowling to Meg Pez, and then the next rotation, Belby comes through, and then Kim Garth comes through. It's yeah, there's never a release really, but yeah, I've been bowling to Pez a little bit in the nets, and she's been absolutely smoking me. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting some fresh people to bowl at, because I'm getting sick of getting cover driven every second ball. So yeah, they're all looking really good, Nick, and yeah, Meg's been hitting them really well as well. So yeah, I'm really excited to kind of see what they're going to produce this series.
Beauty, it's good to hear. And Tay, you would have spent a bit of time with Alana King back in her Victorian days. Are you pumped to see her get a call up to the Aussie squad?
Yeah, I am. I think she's worked really hard over the last couple of years. She obviously made that move over to Perth, which I think she's loved. And
yeah,
from the outside looking in, it kind of looks like she's having a really good time over there. So yeah, I think she's done all the hard work, and yeah, we're there to back her, and we know she'll do a really good job if she gets an opportunity.
Obviously, Kingy's been living the dream in WA. I think she might need a few.
Yeah, I don't know if she knows what COVID is yet, so we're going to have to give her a little debrief for training today about what it is.
You guys are going to come into this, and it's going to be a completely different world.
Yeah, she's not going to know what to do with masks and
the whole shebang. And obviously, yeah, tour life is going to look pretty different for you guys. Like, you can't really spend as much time as you probably would with each other outside of cricket. Like, what's sort of your plan to pass the time when you're not playing cricket? Like, what are the rules and what can you do? You can still like eat outside with each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think in small groups we can kind of sit out in the park. So we've scoped out a couple of nice bench seats in the park next door, which is probably going to get a lot of time spent at. I'm someone who can't really sit in my hotel room much. I like to kind of get out and socialize with people and kind of get out and about. So I'm anticipating there's probably going to be a lot of walking that occurs, probably too many coffees and a lot of picnics, I reckon, over the next couple of weeks. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be some girls that bring some, I don't know, tennis rackets or footies or something, basketballs and stuff. They might get a good use as well over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, sounds like a dream. And Tay, sadly, we didn't get to see you with the baggy green on your head against India. How keen are you to potentially play a role in the upcoming Ashes Test match this series?
Yeah, it's kind of probably one of the biggest games, I reckon, for me. I like Test cricket, something that I got a taste of a couple of years ago in Taunton, and yeah, that was such a good experience. And yeah, I was pretty fresh to the scene back then, and probably didn't contribute overly well in that game. But hopefully, I can get an opportunity come this Ashes Test. And yeah, I'm so excited. I've been watching the men play, and I just love watching like Paddy Cummins run in, Starkey run in, and it just makes you want to do it yourself. So yeah, if I got that opportunity, I'd be pretty pumped.
Did missing out on the Test against India, has that sort of fueled your hunger to be part of this one, do you reckon?
Yeah, 100%. It was a pretty long 4 days to sit and watch, to be honest. And yeah, I think you never kind of want to watch cricket, but watching something that comes up so rarely and something that I was so keen to play was really hard. But I think it's the first two Test summer we've kind of had, so I suppose that's pretty lucky in a sense as well. So it gives me another opportunity to hopefully bowl well with a red ball in the nets and see how I go.
Fingers crossed. And obviously, as you said, looking back on that Ashes Test in England, like, you had those baggy green prezzos, which were so cool, and obviously a really successful tour for you guys. How do you sort of reflect on that tour? Is it a bit of a whirlwind for you? And did you get a sense of like the history and significance of the Ashes and what it means to be a part of them?
Yeah, I just feel like big series. And I look back at that Ashes in England. It was probably one of my favourite tours I've been on. We had such a good time. We had the tour bus that we just kind of drove all around England in. Me and there was four other girls that would just sit at the back and just talk and just like, yeah, talk rubbish pretty much for 3-4 hour road trips at a time. And yeah, it was really good fun. And I was pretty fresh to the team back then as well. So it was kind of, I was just lucky to be there. And I just loved bowling the nets. I didn't play that much, but yeah, I just loved being there and running drinks and running in and bowling the nets and that kind of thing. Yeah. So I had a great time, and it doesn't really feel like 2 years ago. So yeah, I'm pretty pumped to get back out there again.
Do you feel like you've sort of like matured as a cricketer and a person since then? Like, does it sort of feel like another lifetime ago almost, particularly with
it does a little bit. I feel a little bit more comfortable in the environment now, and yeah, it's not so like, I suppose back then it was kind of a little bit nerve-wracking, intimidating at times. So I think I feel a little bit more relaxed now around the group. And yeah, I just really enjoy myself. So, and whenever we get the chance to kind of come back together as a group, I love it. And the training sessions and stuff are so much fun. So yeah, it's going to be a really good month.
And obviously we've got you and Darcy both in the squad, both with your express pace. And a lot of fans have been saying they'd be keen to see you both in that 11. Is that something that you'd be keen for, to bowl alongside Darcy Brown?
Yeah, something we always talk about. I feel like at the moment it's either one or the other. So
yeah,
we always just like chat to each other at training and stuff and say how cool it would be if we could both play together. So yeah, fingers crossed at some point throughout the tour there's an opportunity for us to play together, because I reckon that'd be pretty cool.
And anyone in particular that you're looking forward to bowling to from the England squad? Like anyone that you reckon's been looking good from WBBL or anything you've heard?
Well, I have a lot of high quality batters, to be fair, but Heather Knight was with the Hurricanes a couple of years ago when I was down there, and I really got along well with her, and we had some good contests in the net. So yeah, it'd be cool to get the opportunity to bowl to her again. Yeah, Danny White, obviously I've spent a bit of time with her at the Renegades as well. And yeah, she's a really high quality bat. So they've got a lot of players that are really good and that get in the contest. So I think that makes it even more enjoyable.
Nice one. And Tay, last question for you. Do you have a prediction for player of the series?
Oh, that's a hard question, that. I'm going to go for someone from Australia, obviously. Yeah. Can't dog my teammates.
No.
I'm going to say Meg Lanning's going to come out and make a big impression on the series. I think she'll come out in the T20s and smoke them, and then, just build some momentum from there, I reckon.
All right. That's a good prediction. That makes us excited.
Pretty Tay, safe, I reckon.
Yeah,
I
feel like most
people would probably pick Meg, yeah.
Tay, always a pleasure having you on The Scoop. It was great to chat to you. We can't wait to watch the Ashes. And, yeah, good luck for everything up in Adelaide.
Thanks, Em. Thanks for having me.
He leads away. Australia away. Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catches.